Let's throw up the signal and see.
From the signal, not Gordon, but one Dave Lane. Davey, do you read me?
Dave. Hello, Invasion.
Oh, it is Davey Lane.
Man.
You guys got Timu Gordon today.
How exciting is this?
Timu Gordon.
He filled in admirably for Gordon when he was on vacation, and he's back. He heard the signal. I don't know what you were doing, but when you look up in the sky and you see that signal, man, I'm glad you showed up.
Well, I was on the toilet, and then Sanjay Gupta told me to hurry up and get done.
Is it that regular?
Then I answered the signal.
Same time every single day?
No. Oh. It's in a window. It's definitely in the AM window, unless I do something terribly wrong dietarily.
Mm. Which happens a lot.
Anytime. That's what it could be anytime. Bro.
Which happens a lot.
It's the way you want it to be.
So we were talking about this earlier, Davey, and I know you are a huge, huge music guy.
Indeed.
And it's, I heard you guys, and we talked about this before, I believe, with Gordon about going to the concert. And I remember the conversation you guys had about going to a show by yourself, and it's just something I can't do. I haven't done it, and I can, I just don't. But I was reliving the time where I was working at the Bone, and every show that I'd been with the Bone, I was working. And they wanted me to go to a show, not working, just to check it out and see and learn more about the music, because I was very, very unfamiliar with classic
rock. Yeah, because you were the Bone brother.
It wasn't a joke or a bit. I just didn't know. So they gave me fifth row tickets to see Cinderella.
Oh my God.
At the Starplex.
Cinderella.
Dos Equis, or whatever it is now.
Yeah.
Not working, just go to the show and enjoy yourself. I couldn't get anyone to go with me, so I went by myself. They gave me two seats.
I would have gone.
How long ago was this? 25 years ago?
Yeah, 1984, maybe? 2004, 2005?
Okay, like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so Cinderella, they still like do full costume, glam makeup, all that stuff, right?
Sure.
Or had they stripped it down?
No clue. Because my Cinderella experience was one note.
You left immediately?
It was so loud. The first note that I just got up, walked down the aisle, gave a person in the back tickets to say, hey, there are two available seats, fifth row right there. And I was in my car before the first song ended. I've never been at a place where my eardrums were attacked that much than Cinderella.
Well, you know, the last time I went to Dos Equis, I had a similar experience. I stayed for the whole thing because I was having a wonderful time, but I went to go see The Cure. And because it was a very in-demand show, and I went with a buddy of mine, but I had two stray singles. And so I gave him the worst seat, and I was on like the fifth row.
Okay.
I was by myself on the fifth row, and I had an amazing time, but my God, it was so loud and I didn't have any ear protection. And I swear I thought I did permanent hearing damage, that I could not hear correctly for a good 2 weeks after that. So I think just when you go to one of those big arena shows, they have to have it so loud for the people in the back to hear that if you're sitting close, you've got to have ear protection.
But how crazy will you look if you showed up and right before the show you put on Drew Brees baby earphones on?
Well, you could put in little earplugs.
The only time I've ever used earplugs.
I want the headphones. I want the big ones.
Right. Yeah, like you're at the gun range.
Yeah, right.
Ear covers. No, the only time I've ever used ear protection, and I've been to so many shows and it's ignorant that I've never used it, but there was one time that it was at Southside Ballroom, Gillies, you know, and there was a band called My Bloody Valentine. They were a shoegaze band. Yeah, they're a shoegaze band from the UK from the late 80s, early 90s, but then they got back together and they put out a new record. This was maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And when you walked into the Southside Ballroom, they handed you a little packet of earplugs, everybody.
Hmm.
And so I just shoved them in my pocket. I'm like, not going to need these. And then I swear, like 10 minutes into the show, I was like, I'm putting these bitches in.
Man.
Because it was so loud.
I wonder.
I've never been to a louder show.
What percentage of people will have earplugs during a concert?
It's low. I see it every once in a while, but it's pretty low.
It's smart to do that. I need to do that. I don't go to a lot of concerts, but if I did, I know my brother does that, and it's a good idea.
It's a great idea, but I don't even think about it. And I think it really is smart for the venue to hand them out if they know it's going to be really loud, because a lot of people won't prepare themselves to go to a show and go, oh, let me get my earplugs.
Right.
Now, I would my Drew Brees baby headphones if I had them. Would you look down on me if I wore those? If you saw me wearing those at a show, would you just kind of shake your head? Like, I feel like the peer pressure is getting me not to do that, but it would be the best thing for my
It depends on what else you were doing, because
especially if you were by yourself, then people would be like, yeah, that nerd.
I mean, it's really weird. We went to a show once and the girl sitting next to us had headphones on, but they looked like 1980s Walkman headphones, like with the foam things. And it was connected. She had a cord into her jacket. She was by herself and she just stood there the whole time, didn't sing any of the songs, didn't dance. Freaked me out. I was like, before the show, and they're like, we're leaving because I don't know what this person's about to do.
I wonder if she was just listening to something else. What if she had?
It was listening to the ticket. Really, it just didn't fit. It just didn't make sense when you look around, and then who knows what was going on. But I was like, man, this is.
So Donnie, when you go to shows, you say you've outside of the lone Cinderella show, you've never gone to a show by yourself.
Well, so I did once.
Okay, who was that?
George Clinton. At the Granada. And the only reason I went by myself is because I had something going on that night and I didn't get to the show on time. So I was late for the show and I was by myself. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to miss this because I'm
Cinderella.
Alone. So I went to the George Clinton show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a party. So it doesn't really matter if you're by yourself.
Right.
So I'm curious, when you go, is it mostly just you and Twig, or are you going with a big group of friends? Like, what is your standard operating procedure when you go to shows?
It's probably either four, us with another couple, or six at the most. The last time I went to a concert that I can remember was at Dickies when we went to go see New Edition. Bingo. And, yeah, it was six of us that went.
Okay.
It was a grand time.
Yeah, I mean, the communal experience of seeing something you care about that other people care about as well, whether it's your significant other, your best friends, or whatever, that can't be beat for sure. But I do encourage you to try to do the solo outing again. You know, because the thing about it is that you are the master of your domain. You can get there as early or as late as you want to. You can drink as much or as little as you want to. You can stand where you want. You can go to the bathroom when you want. And you just don't have to worry about the happiness or, you know, the expiration clock on the show of somebody else.
True.
You know, you absolutely can do exactly what you want to do. And I know that as a man who thrives on his own independence, I think you would really, really gravitate to it if you ever did it.
I'll have to think about that, because there are probably some shows I just say I won't go to because I can't find anyone to go with me. So I need to go.
I definitely have. I have very specific tastes, as do you. I mean, that we're on different levels of the music spectrum, but there are certainly shows that I want to go to that my wife has zero interest in. And at this stage in my life, it's very difficult to get friends coordinated. And so if I want to go see it bad enough, I'll go by myself. I am not shy about that.
See, so much so in my house, Davey, that my wife was Chris Brown. She likes Chris Brown's music, and
still?
He's coming to town. Yeah. And
like she's she's an accomplice.
Oh, no, she's not an accomplice. Probably separate the music from the artist.
Okay.
And he's coming to town, and she thought her and another friend were going to go because she knows that I don't care. But when she went and bought tickets, knowing that she didn't have anyone else to go with, she just bought two. I'll find someone to go. That's how much we haven't just gone to a show like that. And I guess I just would never pull the trigger to say, I'll just buy it for myself. I probably would buy two, thinking that I can just find someone, maybe even at the last minute. Because she knows if she says, hey, just come to the show, if she has no one to go, then I'll do it.
If you buy like VIP tickets to Chris Brown, is there like a pre-show meet and beat?
Jeez. I don't know. I don't think I'll find that out there, Davey. I don't know. The one concert regret I do have, it was one of those all day things where you had a lot of different artists. I don't consider it a festival, but a few different big names there. And Rick James was the headliner. And it started early and it ended late. Well, early it was quite warm. And later on, as the sun went down, it was freezing and we were outside. And Rick James was up there. And I said, if I don't hear a familiar Rick James song within the next first two or three, I'm out. Like, I can't take it. It's too cold.
Yeah.
So I didn't. We left. My wife was very upset and Rick James died like a month later.
Oh no.
I thought we could just go back and see him some other time. Man. It's freezing.
He saw you leaving and it was like, I guess no reason to stay around.
He lost the will to live.
Right, and then he's wow. dead.
So
I was
much
like,
cocaine to drown his sorrows out.
Unbelievable.
Like, oh my gosh, I could not believe that.
Huh. Is that where your show curse started right there? When now, you left Rick James and killed him a month later?
I didn't kill him. He just died. I had nothing to do with it. But I just thought, you know what, we'll see him some other time. What's okay? And she was very disappointed.
No, you'll never see him.
Nope. Never see him.
See, I had the opposite experience. I never really had a huge desire to see Tom Petty. I mean, I like some of his songs, but I wasn't a super fan. But my wife loves Tom Petty. And she had a client. She worked at an agency. She had a client who gave us floor seats to Petty at the AAC. And I was like, well, we definitely got to go. And it was such a great show. I can't remember who opened. I think it might have been Hall & Oates or something. It was like a stupendous show. And then within 6 months, he was dead. And I was like, man, I am so glad that we went to that. Because I thought for sure, you know, he's going to be touring into his 80s. We'll be able to have another chance to see him if we don't do this. But that was the one that I was super glad that I made that decision before we lost a legend.
Is that the one that surprised you as far as, man, there's no way I'm going to enjoy this show. And then you go, oh my gosh, that was fantastic.
I knew I would like it, but I didn't know I would love it, you know, cause his band is so great and the sheer number of hits that he has. And it was just an amazing show. So that was probably up there as far as top five shows that exceeded expectations going in. And those are always the best when you don't know a lot about the band or you're going because somebody else is dragging you. And then you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
We saw Roger and Zap maybe at that same show. I don't know if it was that same show. It was close to it. And then a few months later, his brother in the band killed Roger. His brother killed him.
Okay.
So maybe that is where everything started with me. I don't know exactly what it was, but yes, he was murdered by his own brother, and I saw one of his last shows that he performed.
So your shows either get killed or canceled?
Canceled, yeah. So who am I going to go see next?
Did you feel like when we went and saw Midland out in Ventura, were you like, man, I was blown away. I had no idea what to expect. It was amazing.
Well, I didn't expect you to tear up as you were listening to Midland.
I was not tearing up. That is not
that's the only thing that surprised me. Like, man, that's really into this.
Come on.
You love the Ventura County Fair.
Well, he does. He was like, I can't wait to go back. He wants to see Midland there all the time.
I got to see who's going to be there this year.
Okay. All right. Put up the signal.
I'm going this year.
Okay. That's what you say.
I will go to the Ventura County Fair.
Is it for a show or will you just go and we can have corny dogs?
Yeah, we can double dill a corny dog.
Okay. Well, then that's a date. All right. Put up the signal.
Davey. Don't stay on the toilet too long, P1.
Thank you, Davey. 10:15. We will talk about that cold mess in Chicago next. Here, ticket.